KG Debates. Today I am here without Kinsey because this is a bonus episode. So I think today we will be talking about the history of video games and the concerns that come with them now. In 1958, physicist William Higinbotham created the first ever video game. It was called Pong. Now, this was a game with two players who had one line each that makes the circle bouncing around hit back and forth. Here's a list of the first few video games that followed after this. So, it was Computer Raced, which was released in 1971, then Galaxy Game, which was released in November 1971, then Magnavox Audacity Game, Odyssey Games, released in September 1972, then Space Race, which was released on July 16, 1973, then Grand Track 10, which was released in May 1974, and finally Tank, which was released on November 5th, 1974. Now, these games are artifacts when it comes to video games, but when did they really start to take off? Once people started putting big games in public places with a coin slot, they started making arcades. In 1971, the first arcade was created, and this led to the more popular games today. Now we have Legend of Zelda, where you go around exploring with no limits but your own imagination. Super Mario, where you play as a short man and try to get complete different tasks, and Sims, where you create a lifestyle and build a home. These are all great games. But because of the more recent additions to this family, people are wondering if video games are bad for our health. Many games like Fortnite show destructive behavior and violence. Parents are concerned that playing these games at a young age will encourage bad behavior. Another concern is that video games are addicting. A lot of people spend nearly 6 hours a week playing video games. Users between the ages 18 and 25 spend the most time, which is more than 7 hours every week. Clearly, there are reasons that video games can be bad, but are they really bad for our actual health? In a Wikipedia article, it states, "Game addiction problems can induce repetitive strain injuries, skin disorders, or other health issues. Other problems include video game-provoked seizures in patients with epilepsy. In rare and extreme cases, deaths have been resulted in excessive video game play." Now that I have pointed out some of the bad things, let's focus on the positives of video games. Video games improve coordination. They improve problem-solving skills, they enhance memory, they improve attention and concentration, it is a great source of learning, improves the brain speed, enhances multitasking skills, and improves social skills. As you can see, it is truly based on a parent's idea of what is appropriate when it comes to deciding if video games are right for children. But one thing is certainly clear. As video games become more realistic, it will pose as more of a challenge to not blur the lines of video game and life. Well, that's it for a not-so-debatey bonus episode. Join us next time for another episode of KG Debates.